弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin to study the Bible.
我们今天晚上来查考当我听到福音的时候。
Tonight, the topic we are sharing is when I heard the gospel.
这个福音是主耶稣的信息，神的道理。
The gospel is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
现在当我们听到福音的时候，这个福音跟我个人有什么关系才是重点。
And when we hear the gospel, the important part is what does it have to do with me?
因为我们有时候听到很多的消息。
Because sometimes we hear a lot of news.
有一些消息跟我们来，对我们来说，跟我们的个人的生活，我们的生命都没有关系的。
And some of these news have nothing to do with our lives.
所以我们并不会很在意它到底什么时候发生，是什么样的情况，跟我们来说好像无所谓。
So it doesn't really matter to us what happened, and
就好像社会上很多的新闻每天都有很多事情发生，对我们来说，我们可能根本不会去关心的。
For example, there is a lot of news that occurs, and it doesn't really have to do with us.
但是当我们听到耶稣基督福音，那我们就不能够把它当作像一般的新闻一样而已。
But when we hear the gospel of the Lord, we cannot treat it as just news.
因为这个福音是跟我们每一个人都有关系的。
Because this gospel has to do with every one of us.
所以最后我们一定要把这个福音当成这是对我个人来说的。
So we have to treat this gospel as for ourselves.
所以这个福音对我的生命一定要能够产生变化，让我能够有所更新才算福音。
And this gospel has to cause a transformation and renewal in our lives.
所以我们今天晚上从路加福音来看主耶稣所讲的福音，对我们个人来说到底有什么改变。
So tonight we will study the Lord's words from the book of Luke to see what the gospel has to do with us.
我们现在请看路加福音第十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
十二章一开始的时候主耶稣特别提醒门徒说要防备法利赛人的笑，就是假冒为善。
In the beginning of Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
那个时候一开始是说有很多人，好几万人聚集，他们就是要来听耶稣的福音。
And at that time, an innumerable multitude of people gathered to listen to his word.
那时候是彼此践踏，表示很拥挤，很多人都抢着要来看看耶稣到底说什么道理。
And many people were fighting to even hear what Jesus had to say.
结果第一节先这样说，主耶稣先对门徒说你们要防备法利赛人的笑，就是假冒为善。
In verse 1, Jesus tells them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
那表示当时候法利赛人他们共同的表现就是他们容易装假，他们容易在人面前有一个样子，但是在人背后可能完全不一样。
And at that time, the Pharisees were very good at having a good appearance in front of people, but behind their backs, they were not so good.
所以他们可能不是很真实，他们可能活在人的掌声底下的。
They were not very true people.
那所以我们看前面第十一章主耶稣就特别提出法利赛人跟律法师他们有祸了。
So in chapter 11, Jesus says, "Woe to you, Pharisees!"
所以基本上都跟这个在人跟神面前不诚实有关系的。
This has to do with them not being true in front of God and in front of men.
那我们从十二章开始，我们看到主耶稣他接下来其实就是要让我们每一个人都能够去了解，我们今天人生在世所在意的，不应该只是今生的好处而已。
So Jesus tells us not to care about just the good things in this life.
也就是说，我们要了解我们的生命不是只有在今生有效。
We need to understand that it.
我们的生命不是只有在今天这个生命在世上的生命而已。
Our lives does not only have to do with our lives in this world.
我们在这个肉体的生命结束之后，还有一个更长远的生命在的。
After our lives in the flesh ends, there is a long a.
所以如果我们所在意的是在人面前 为了什么样的好处，掩盖了一个什么样的事实，最后都会被显露出来。
So if we're only caring about looking good in front of people, at the end it will all be revealed.
所以为了让他的门徒了解说，这个伪装啊是站立不住，在神面前站立不住的，主耶稣特别说，掩藏的事没有被显露出来的。
So in order for them to know that it's not just to do with about looking good in front of people, he says there's nothing covered that will not be revealed.
所以第三节他特别说，在暗中所说的话将要在明处被人听见，就是说我们暗中所做的，包括我们的心思意念，最后都会被显露出来。
In verse 3, he says, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, so even our thoughts will be revealed.
那我们看到接下去第四节，主耶稣用一个很亲密的、很特别的用词说，我的朋友，我对你们说。
And in verse 4, Jesus uses the term my friends.
表示说其实主耶稣他真的是、把这些跟随他的人把他当作是朋友，要把一些好消息跟他们分享的。
So Jesus really treated his followers as his friends, and he wanted to tell them good news.
要让他们了解说，今天我们、在这个生命里面，就是在这今生，我们所有的表现，最后都会影响到我们将来在神面前到底会有什么结局。
So the way we act, it will also affect how we.
我们得到什么结果？
Our results.
所以我们看到从第一节开始一直到第十二节呢，基本上主耶稣的道理都让我们了解，我们人一生不是只有这个生命，没有 就算了。
So from verse 1 to verse 12, Jesus is telling us that it does not only have to do with our lives at this time.
所以他特别说第四节是说，那个如果杀身体以后不能够做什么的，你不用怕他。
So verse 4 he says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body.
那第五节他就说，我指示你们，你应该怕的是谁，是当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的。
And verse 5 he says, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell.
也就是说我们今天这个肉体生命 之外呢，我们还有这个灵魂的灵性的生命。
So outside of our life in the flesh, we also have a soul.
那这个生命呢？它是有可能在地狱里面，但是也有可能在天国里的。
And you can go to hell or you can go to heaven.
那到底是什么情况底下会被丢在地狱里呢？
So what will cause you to be cast into hell?
在将来在神的国度可能。天父不认识的，就是在天国没有份的，又是谁呢？
Those who do not have part in the kingdom of heaven, who are they?
我们从这一段，我们看到主耶稣他所、提出的重点。
So the main point from this first section.
也就是说，我们看一下、在第八节那里说。
Let's look at verse 8.
他说，我告诉你们，在人面前认我的，人子在神的使者面前也必认他。
Verse 8, also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God.
那第九节就说，反过来，在人面前如果不认我的，那人子在神的使者面前也必不认他。
Verse 9 says, but he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God.
所以这个我们看到说，将来我们好像都要面对神的审判，那么这个人子就是耶稣基督，那在那个神的国度里面，他会不会认我们，就看我们在地上怎么在人面前来认他或是不认他。
So eventually we'll all face judgment before the Son of Man who is Jesus, and it has to do with whether we confessed him before others or did not.
所以我们其实要很了解我们今天在今生的这个心思意念，我们的表现最后都会决定，会影响到我们将来在神面前到底是什么结局。
So our behavior will affect the result of how we are judged before God.
那所以承认耶稣基督变成一个很关键，很重要。
So it's very critical to confess the Lord.
所以这个承认耶稣基督就是认识、接受他就是我的救主。
And to confess the Lord is to acknowledge him as our Savior.
我愿意听从他的。
I am willing to listen to him.
不是只是说我知道耶稣。
Not only that I know him.
就好像我们在读路加福音的时候，许多时候那个连邪灵被鬼附着的那个魔鬼借着人的口也说出来，我知道你是谁，你是神的儿子。
And we read in the book of Luke, even those who are possessed by demons, they said, I know who you are.
你就是天上来的神的圣者。
You are the one sent by God.
所以魔鬼他也认识耶稣是谁啊。
So even the demons know who Jesus was.
但是这里所说在人的面前认耶稣，不是只是说我知道耶稣他是怎么样的人而已。
So to confess the Lord does not only mean to say you know who he is.
而是承认他就是我的救主。
But to confess that he is my savior.
他是来救我的，救我离开这个罪恶的这个中保。
He is the mediator who, he's the one who came to save me from sin.
所以耶稣基督他所呈现出来的功用一定是要改变我的生命，让我从罪当中被拯救出来。
And he came to transform my life to save me from my life of sin.
所以我们会凡事会承认耶稣基督他的在我的生命的主权跟地位。
And we will always acknowledge his position and authority in our lives.
那我们从这一段，如果从第六节跟第七节呢？第六节跟第七节，我们也看到说，我们人这个我们的生命在神的眼中是很宝贵的。
And from verse 6 and 7, we see that our lives are very precious before God.
你看他特别提到第六节说，五个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗？但在神面前一个也不忘记。
Verse 6 says, are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God.
第七节说，就是你们的头发 也都被数过了不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
Verse 7 says, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
那就是在告诉我们说，其实我们今天的生命呢，主耶稣基督他是很看重的。
This tells us that our lives are very important in front of Lord Jesus.
他今天让我们活着存活他不是要让我们最后去在地狱里面受苦受刑罚的。
He lets us live today, not that we can suffer eternal condemnation in hell.
我们人的生命在神眼前是非常贵重的，有价值的。
In front of God, our lives are very valuable.
所以这是为什么圣灵他要指教我们说当说的话。
That is why the Holy Spirit
对他要告诉我们该说什么。
Tells us what we should say.
我们就算遇到苦难的时候，也不用担心，因为天父他都知道。
We don't need to be afraid when we encounter hardships because our Father already knows.
就是为了这个福音的缘故受苦，圣灵他会帮助我们说出该说的话。
If we are persecuted for the gospel's sake, the Holy Spirit will teach us what we should say.
因为我们在受苦的时候，我们天上的父他是知道的。
Because when we are persecuted, our Heavenly Father knows.
他看重我们，他宝贵我们。
He thinks we are precious and valuable.
所以我们的救主一定会帮助我们度过。
So our Savior will help us overcome.
所以我们看到这段的信息，其实他告诉我们，今天我们在这个世界上的表现，最后结果都会在神面前有影响的。
So this message shows us that how we are in this life will affect how our result in the judgment.
所以我们听到福音之后，我们的眼光会更超越。
So when we hear the gospel, our sight is more transcending.
也就是说，我们可以看到那个将来的在神面前我们会有什么结果。
We can see what is to come in front of God.
我们的眼光不会只是专注在地面上的。
We will not be only focused on what we see in this.
所以我们今天真的听到主耶稣的福音之后，我们才会明白说，其实人的一生在世上很短暂的。
So when we hear the gospel, we will see that our lives here are short and temporary.
我们真正的生命，永远的价值是在神的国里面有份。
What is the most important is having part in the kingdom of heaven.
那这个也是主耶稣基督他所要赐给我们的。
And this is what the Lord wants to give us.
所以福音让我们看到人的希望 不是只有在今生。
So the gospel teaches us that our hope is not in this life.
但是同时会指导我们的今生 的生活应当怎么过。
And at the same time, it will teach us how we ought to live our lives.
所以我们不会为了、你看得到人间虚浮的荣耀，像文士、法利赛人一样假冒为善。
And we will not seek glory from men like the Pharisees and scribes did.
我们的为人会很实在，很实在就是很真实。
We will be very true.
我们话是就是，不是就说不是。
Our words, if we say yes, is yes, no.
我们不会在人面前表现一个样子，在人的背后又是一个完全不同的形象。
We will not be one person in front of people and a completely different person behind their backs.
我们面对苦难的时候。
And when we go through trials,
我们不会害怕。
We won't be afraid.
因为我们知道我们天父他宝贵我们。
Because we know our heavenly Father treasures us.
他是要让我们得到永生的。
He wants us to have eternal life.
好，所以我们一定很勇敢的在人面前承认耶稣就是我的救主。
And we will bravely confess before men that he is our Savior.
所以听到福音之后，我们今生的生命基本上是会改变。
So when we hear the gospel, our lives will be transformed.
那接下来我们看一下第十三节以后。
So let's look at verse 13.
那这里众人当中、众人听完之后，有人就说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长跟我分开家业，就是分家产。”
And one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me."
那这个时候，主耶稣就说：“我谁立我做你们的断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”
Jesus said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?"
所以第十五节，主耶稣他就对众人说：“趁这个机会呢。”他对所有人说：“你们要小心、要免去一切的贪心，因为人生命不在乎家道丰富。”
So he took this opportunity to say to all the people, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses."
所以主耶稣他这里特别提出说：“我们人要小心，要谨慎、不要一直只看到今生的这些、所谓的财务丰富的问题。”
So Jesus told us to be careful and be watchful, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
那第十六节接下去就主耶稣所讲的比喻了。
And starting from verse 16 is a parable.
所以十六节到第二十一节就是无知财主的比喻，这是我们都很熟悉的。
And from verse 16 to 21 is a parable we're all familiar with about the foolish rich man.
那这个比喻呢，其实都在让我们了解说，我们今天在世上如果只是在意要积攒钱财，让我们、物质上没有缺乏，但是如果有一天突然丧失生命，那这些财物又有什么用处呢？
If we only care about accumulating wealth in this life and one day we lose our lives, what will these amount to?
所以重点就是说，一个无知的人他没有想到说，其实生命很有可能突然之间就没有，就是这个地上的生命随时都可能被神拿走的。
So the main point is that a foolish person doesn't even think that his life could end in any second.
那只很用心的在地上积攒钱财。
They only put their efforts into accumulating wealth.
那最后呢，其实在神面前成为一个很贫穷的人，那他将来在神的国度是没有份的。
And at the end, in front of God, he is considered poor, and he has no part in the kingdom of heaven.
我们从主耶稣他接下来一连串所讲的信息，他让我们了解，今天我们生命的丰富，其实不是说我们拥有多少财物。
So the Lord teaches us that abundance does not have to do with what we have.
所以他进一步提醒我们说，不用忧虑我们吃什么、喝什么、穿什么的问题。
And then he tells us not to worry about what we eat or drink or wear.
他要让我们真的对天父会，他会宝贵我们的生命啊，这样一个神对我们的爱有信心。
He wants us to have faith in the love of the heavenly Father.
他要我们去观察天空的飞鸟、野地的花朵，神都这样照顾他，何况他岂不会照顾我们呢？
He wants us to consider the ravens and the lilies. If God cares about these, how can he not care about us?
所以我们的需要，我们日常生活的需要，天父是知道的。
All our needs, our heavenly Father knows.
天父不但他要把这个地上的、日用饮食赐给我们，他更要把他的国赐给我们。
Not only does he want to give us things we need to eat and drink, he wants to give us his kingdom.
所以神要把他的国赐给我们，表示神是这样要赐给我们永生。
And to give us his heavenly kingdom is to give us eternal life.
他要让我们在永生里面有份，他要让我们在神的面前成为富足的。
He wants us to have eternal life and to be abundant.
所以当我听到福音以后，
So when I hear the gospel,
我们一定可以因着福音的真理的亮光，让我们更超越今生，能够看到来生，就是神给我们的永生。
We are able to transcend the things of this world and to see the life He has for us.
那所以我们就可以在今天这个地上免除贪心。
And we can overcome covetousness in this world.
我们不会很在意说我在地上要拥有多少财富。
And we won't care about how much wealth I have in this life.
我们会在意我在神面前是不是一个富足的人。
We will care if we are rich in front of the Lord.
我们在神面前的富足不是用我们地上的财物来衡量的。
And this is not measured by how many things we possess.
而是看我们对神有多少信心，我们依靠他到什么程度。
But how much faith we have in God and how much we trust in Him.
我们是不是整个心思意念都在向往天国？
Is our whole heart looking towards heaven?
所以我们从第十三节开始一直到第三十四节呢，我们都看到这个主耶稣的福音在谈到这个地上的财物到底是为了什么。
So from verse 13 to 34, we see what does Jesus think things of this life are for.
其实今天我们如果看重的是灵魂的问题，如果我们看重的是灵魂，
If what we see is most important is our soul,
我们就可以免去这个在地上的这个贪心的问题。
Then we will overcome the issue of greediness.
我们会超越今生的好处，
will,
不会只看到今生的好处而已。
We will not only see the good things of this life.
所以我们如果从第主耶稣所讲的这个比喻哈，从第十九节看哈。
So if we look starting from verse 19,
你看这个财主他当他有很多财物积存之后，他说我要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
So this rich man will say, so you have many goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
第二十节，那神却对他说，不知人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
我们看到这里其实这个财主他其实也做了一个很重要的决定，不是吗？
So this rich man made a very important decision.
他这个决定是要让他在地上的财物很多，让他觉得很有安全感。
He decided that he wanted to have many possessions so he could have a sense of security.
所以他积存很多的费用，所以他说我今生呢我就放心好了，吃喝快乐。
So he stored up many crops and he told his soul to take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
但其实你看他也是很注重他的灵魂，他说我对我的灵魂说嘛。
But he actually cared about his soul, he said, soul.
那神是说我今天晚上就要你灵魂。
But God said to him, this night your soul will be required of you.
所以重点是我们人都有灵魂。
So the important point is that we all have souls.
我们地上有地上这个生活，但是这个生活其实只是要让我们的心，我们的灵魂真的得到安全嘛。就像我们地上的这个居住的环境，我们会觉得很放心。
So in our environment we can,
就像我们的灵魂可以很安静，不会惧怕。
Our soul can take ease.
但是其实神他说，哎，我如果要你的灵魂，把你拿走了。
But God says, if I want to take your soul back,
那你地上的这些所谓的物质的积攒这些这么多东西，到底是要给谁？有什么用？
Then what is the use of all these things you have accumulated?
所以第二十一节主耶稣他讲的这个结论，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
So in verse 21, Jesus makes the conclusion, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
所以你看这个财主他在做决定的时候，他基本上只有关心他在今生的生命。
So this rich man, when he made his decision, he was only caring about his this life.
他只是觉得说我在地上的生活可以很放心，很安全。
The only thing he cared about that I can not have any worries in this life.
但是他并没有去想到他将来灵魂要去哪里。
But he did not think where would his soul go.
那这一段圣经主耶稣告诉我们，我们要在意的是我们灵魂最后要回到神那边去，而且是要富足的。
But Jesus wants us to know that we want our souls to go back to God and be abundant.
因此呢，主耶稣他接下去又对门徒说，我们不要用力忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么这个日常的饮食的问题。
And verse 22, he tells his disciples not to worry about things of this life.
天父他有更好的国，这个永远的国要赐给他的子民。
The heavenly Father has an even better kingdom, an eternal kingdom to give you.
如果我们有信心，我们就能够超越这个物质上，即使是贫穷的，在世人眼中的贫穷，我们都不会害怕。
If we have faith, then even if we are poor in this life, we will not be afraid.
所以从第二十二节到第三十二节这一段，我们很熟悉，在马太福音、在马可福音都重复出现过的。
So we are very familiar with the passage from verse 22 to 32 is also mentioned in the book of Matthew and Mark.
也就是说，我们不用真的是很在意我们的日常生活的问题。
We don't need to care too much about the things of this.
我们要先求他的国跟他的义。
We need to seek first the kingdom of God.
那最后这些东西，天父都要加给我们。
And all these things shall be added to you.
那所以，其实他这一段圣经在提出，今天如果我们听到福音，我们如果对主耶稣有信心，我们的生活方式跟没有信人就不一样。
So if we hear the gospel, we have faith in the Lord, then our lives will be different from other people.
所以我们现在。今天我们的生活，我们是不是像一个真的是在神国里面的子民应该有的表现，还是我们的生活还是跟一般没有信人一样？
So, do our lives reflect that we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom, or are they the same as everyone else?
我们如果跟没有信人生活形态是一致的，那其实基本上这个福音对我们来说就没有什么帮助。
If our lives are the same as those who do not believe, then the gospel has no benefit to us.
那这样一个福音其实变成只是我们理性上知道一个知识而已。
And this gospel becomes only knowledge that we know.
但是我们如果真的听到福音了，
But if we truly hear the gospel,
真的承认耶稣就是我的救主，
If we truly confess that Lord Jesus is our Savior,
那这样子我们的生活一定像天国的百姓一样。
Then our lives will be like those of the citizens of the kingdom.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章的第二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
二十节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天降临。
Verse 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是天上的国民，是神国里的一份子。
We are the citizens of heaven.
其实我们等候的就是耶稣基督再来，让我们真的可以变化成为灵体，与主相会，最后进入他的国度。
And we are eagerly waiting for the Lord to come again so we can transform into spiritual bodies.
我们如果是真的是天上的国民，
If we are truly citizens of heaven,
那么我们一定超越，我们的眼光一定超越今生的。
Then our sight will transcend this life.
看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter
3第一节
verse 1
三章一节说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
verse 1 If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
verse 2 Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面了。
verse 3 For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
verse 4 When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以主耶稣基督他乐意把他的国赐给我们。
So the Lord is willing to give us his kingdom.
让我们可以真的把我们的心思意念都放在他那里。
So we can set our mind on things above.
如果我们的心是在神的国里，我们的财富就会放在神国。
If our heart is in the kingdom of heaven, then our treasure will be there also.
所以我们要想，现在我的心跟我的财富一致吗？
So we need to consider, is our heart and our treasure
跟我们的盼望一样吗？我们的盼望到底在哪里？
Where is our hope?
我们虽然今天人还活在地上，
So right now we are all still living.
但是我们一定要了解，我们是天上的国民，我们的心是在天上的。
But we need to understand that we are citizens of heaven and our heart is.
所以主耶稣他在第十二章的第三十四节特别说，财宝在哪里，心就在哪里。
So in Luke chapter 12 verse 34, Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
我们今天如果真的看重主耶稣基督的神的国，我们一定。整个心思意念，我们的财富，我们的一些才干，都会用在神的国里。
So if our heart is in heaven, then our treasure and our mind will also be there.
好，那我们所以当我听到福音以后
，So when I hear the gospel,
我们的生活表现，我们所注重的一定跟世界上的人不同了。
Our lives and what we value will be different from those in the world.
我们不会再真的所有的眼光都放在。是所谓的日常生活饮食跟宴乐上面。
Our sights will not only be on what we can eat and drink.
我们不会很在意说，我到底有多少家产。
We will not care how much inheritance.
所以有时候我们在教会听到弟兄姐妹，我们的信徒为了这个财产在争执的时候，我们就看到这样的信仰其实并没有落实在他日常生活当中。
So when we hear believers arguing about wealth,
就是分开家财产。
哦，
要分财产的时候
，when they're distributing wealth,
那就有时候就会争吵，谁的谁比较多，谁比较少。
Sometimes they will fight who has more, who has less.
那这个就像这个人，他告主跟主耶稣说，来，你来帮我分财产一样。
This is like the man who came to Jesus asking him to divide the.
我们知道真的相信主的，我们是天国的百姓。
If we truly believe in the Lord and that we are citizens of heaven,
我们如果真的相信神赐给我的国是永恒的，更有价值的。
If we truly see that the kingdom the Lord has for us is more valuable,
我们就不会很在意在地上到底所谓财务多少的问题了。
We will not care the issue who has more wealth,
而是在意的是我在神面前是不是真的一个富足的人。
But if we are rich in front of God,
在信仰上真的富足，在信心上富足。
We are abundant in faith.
也就是说，真的不会忧虑世上的一些事情。
And we will not worry about things of this life.
我们所追求的就是神的国、神的义。
And we will pursue the kingdom of heaven and God's will.
我们再看回来路加福音十二章。
Let's look back at Luke chapter 12.
从第三十五节开始。
Starting from verse 35.
三十五节到四十八节。
35 to 38.
当我们听到福音以后
，When we hear the gospel,
我们知道耶稣基督会再来。
We know that the Lord is coming again.
今天的这个今生都暂时的。
This life is temporary.
我们所看到的这所有的一切，有一天都会被烈火，就是被这个火把它销毁。
Everything that we see will be consumed by fire.
所以耶稣基督会再来。
So the Lord will come again.
那这个福音我听到之后，我到底有没有什么责任？我是否预备好了去迎接耶稣再来？
So when I hear the gospel, I have a responsibility to prepare for when the Lord comes again.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们每一个人都要在他面前来交账，他要跟我们算账的。
When the Lord comes again, we all need to give account to him.
所以我们在神面前到底是一个怎么样的人？是又恶又懒的仆人，还是又良善又忠心的仆人
？So in front of the Lord, are we a wicked and lazy servant, or are we a good and faithful servant?
所以当我听到福音，我就知道我在神面前要能够站得住，要能够成为可以交账的人。
So when I hear the gospel, I know that I need to be a person who can stand before the Lord.
所以从第三十五节开始，我们看到主耶稣谈到这个两种不同的仆人。
So starting from verse 35, Jesus talks about two different kinds of servants.
一种仆人是他会树上，他说树上。带树上腰点着灯，很警醒的在工作等候主人来到。
So one type of servant will be girded and their lamps burning, and who will be ready for the Lord to come again.
那不管主人在什么时候来都没有关系。
It doesn't matter when the Lord comes again.
他说是二更天或是三更天，反正随时这个主人都有可能出现，但是这个仆人都非常警醒预备。
The master might come in the second watch or the third watch, but it doesn't matter because the servants are prepared.
因为第四十节特别说，在人想不到的时候，人主就会来。
Because verse 40 says, For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect.
所以我们人要有所准备。
So we need to be prepared.
那就是需要能够、啊、像这个很警醒的仆人呢，他真的很尽心的来做主人所交付他的工作。
So we need to be very watchful and be a servant who does the things the Lord tells him to.
所以今天我们听到福音以后，
So when we hear the gospel,
我们要了解耶稣一定会再来。
We need to understand that the Lord is indeed coming again.
这个天地有一天都会结束。
And heaven and earth will one day end.
我们都已经准备好随时可以见到主耶稣基督他来到吗？
Are we ready if the Lord comes at any time?
你看那个第三十七节，主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。
Verse 37 says, Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching.
所以这样一个警醒的仆人是有福的。第三十八节再讲一次。
And verse 38 again says, Blessed are those servants.
所以今天我们要成为一个很警醒的仆人，等候主人的来到。
We need to be a watchful servant waiting for the Lord to come again.
所以我们福音会让我们过一个警醒的生活。
So the gospel will cause us to live a life of watchfulness.
你看在接下去第四十一节，这个彼得、哦、他听了主耶稣这样讲之后，他就问了，这个比喻是对我们说的还是对众人说呢？
So verse 41, Peter asked the Lord, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?
主耶稣他并没有直接回答。
And the Lord did not directly answer.
他只是说，谁是那忠心有见识的管家？主人派他管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
But he said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season?"
所以现在这个忠心的管家啊，其实就是主所托付有使命的这些啊。属神的人。
So these faithful and wise stewards are those who the Lord has entrusted with a mission.
显然、我们从主耶稣 的回答看出来，这个比喻基本上是对信徒讲的，对主耶稣的门徒说的。
And from what the Lord says, we see that this message is to believers.
我们听到福音之后，我们每一个人其实都知道我们有责任的。
When we hear the gospel, we know that each one of us has a responsibility.
我们都从主领受不同的才干。
We have received different responsibilities.
我们需要成为忠心又有见识的仆人。
We need to be good and faithful servants.
我们每一个人最后都要在主人面前来交账。
And we need to be able to give account in front of the Lord.
所以今天我们要明白、按时分粮，成为忠心有见识的仆人是有福的。
So we need to know that to be faithful and wise steward, we are blessed.
第四十七节，主人啊，仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必多受责打。
Verse 47, and that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.
我们听到福音，我们就知道我们的主他什么意思。
When we hear the gospel, we know our Lord's will.
我们知道他的旨意，我们知道他。将来所要行的事。
We know his will and what he is going to do.
那如果我们没有预备，我们将来、真的就是会神会跟我们算账的。
But if we do not prepare, then the Lord will ask account of us.
因为其实我们每一个人都从主领受很多。
Everyone has received a lot from the Lord.
第四十八节最后说，我们领的越多的，主耶稣对我们的要求就越多。
And verse 48 says.From everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required.
所以今天我们越多才干的，我们得到更多神祝福的，我们需要真的在神面前能够跟他算得清楚，我们一定要很忠心的来服侍他的。
So those who have received much, who have received a lot of blessings, need to faithfully serve the Lord.
所以听到福音之后，其实我们的生活改变，就是说我们。时常都会小心哦，因为生命很有可能突然之间就没有了。
When we hear the gospel, we will be very careful because life could end at any time.
我们一定要随时准备好，如果今天主就要我的生命，我能够在他面前站立得住吗？
We need to be prepared so that if the Lord comes at any time, we'll be ready.
因为其实主人是二更天来还三更天来，跟第十九节。二十节跟二十节说，今天晚上我就要你的灵魂， 是有关系的。
So verse 38, when he says he might come in the second watch or third watch, and verse 20, they are related.
就是说，今天主人很有可能来到。对我们今天来说，如果我们的生命被取走，我们的世界，我们的时间就终止了。
If the Lord comes today, or if our soul is required of us today.
今天主如果把我们的灵魂就拿走，我们可以在他面前交账吗？
If God asks for our soul today, can we stand in front of Him?
如果我们都有这样的一个预备，我们每一天的生活都非常的警醒。
If we are all prepared like this, we'll be careful every single day.
我们有什么样的缺点，我们一定会及时改变。
And we will be very urgent to change the shortcomings.
我们不会说等到我明天再说。
We will not say, I'll do it tomorrow.
万一你没有明天，你怎么办？
If there is no tomorrow, what will you do?
谁能够保证我们永远都有明天呢？
Who is able to make sure that we will always have a tomorrow?
我们没有人知道的，只有神知道。
Nobody knows, only God knows.
所以当我们还存活的时候，
So while we are still living,
我们一定要这样子警醒准备。
We need to be watchful and.
所以主耶稣他特别用这个比喻告诉他的门徒。
So the Lord used this parable to tell his disciples.
当他再来的时候，谁是那个忠心有见识的仆人？
When he comes again, who will be that faithful and wise steward?
就是真的是啊，就是你看装束上腰，他说束上腰带哈，准备工作，然后点着灯。就是让这个灯常常点着，能够很用心的来服侍神的家的这些人。
Those who are girded and their lamps burning, who are always ready to serve the people of the household of God.
但是那些懒惰的，而且认为说啊，好像还早呢，他说这里说吃喝醉酒又动手打人的啊，最后这些人一定在神面前站立不住，最后就是不能得救的。
But those who say my master is delaying and they beat their male and female servants and are drunk, these are the people that.
这个第四十六节就说，这个主人要重重的处置他。
The Lord will punish him severely.
然后定他跟不忠心的人同样的罪啊，就是不信的人，跟不信的人最后是一样的。
And their result will be the same as those of unbelievers.
那所以真的是白信了。
It's a.
就是说，最后一定会受损失，没有办法得救。
They will not be able to receive salvation.
所以我们一定要这个福音带给我们一个警醒的心。
So this gospel gives us a vigilant heart.
我们知道我们每一天应该怎么过日子。
And tells us how we ought to live each day.
我们一定不是那个懒惰人。
We will not be a lazy person.
我们不是那个会占人家便宜的人。
We will not be those who are fake and.
而是实时啊，在完成天父旨意的人。
But those who truly seek to do the will of God.
那我们如果从第四十九节开始看呢？
So we look starting from verse 49.
接下来到最后，主耶稣他都提到说，他这个福音呢，是要让这个地上起纷争的。
The Lord says that the gospel is will cause division.
第五十一节，你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你不是的，乃是叫人纷争。
Verse 51, do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you not at all, but rather division.
然后接下去就开始了，这个家里人开始纷争了。
And after that, talks about family members dividing.
你看父亲跟儿子，母亲跟女儿，婆婆跟媳妇，都家人开始争吵。
Family members will start to argue, father against son, mother against daughter.
然后如果一家五个人，那就分两边了，两个跟三个，三个跟两个，这样吵来吵去了。
And in a household of five, it will be three against two, two against three.
那我们就读到这一段的时候，一定会觉得很奇怪，为什么主耶稣他不是和平的君，他来不是让这个人间可以和平吗？怎么反过来是有纷争，有吵架呢？
And when we read this, we'll think it's very strange. Didn't the Lord come to give peace? Why is there division?
其实这是当我们每一个人听到福音之后，我们每一个人所做的决定，我们的选择。
Is talking about the decision we all have when we hear the gospel.
我们之间如果听到福音，我们愿意随从这个福音的。
If we hear the gospel and are willing to receive it,
我们会愿意为福音做出一个选择，我们愿意付代价。
We'll be willing to choose the gospel and to take on the consequences.
我们选择主耶稣基督的。
Those who choose the Lord,
就是相信他的道理。
Those who believe in his word,
就是我们的生活，我们的观念会改变的。
Our lives and our values will be changed.
最后跟那个不接受耶稣福音的人一定是有冲突。
And of course, there will be division between those who do not believe.
我们所看重的跟其他人的不一样。
What we value will be different from what other people value.
我们的行事风格跟不信人的不一样。
And our behavior will also differ.
我们对罪恶的尺度就不一样。我们就很注重要分别为圣，我们不愿意跟罪恶一起。
We will want to be separate from sin.
那最后就是会很自然的把人分开了。
And very naturally, people will be divided.
所以当真理立场不一样的时候，我们就看到纷争的出现。
So when our values are different, we will see division.
当我们不会愿意跟罪恶做朋友的时候
，When we refuse to be friends with sinners,
我们如果选择跟从耶稣基督的道理
，If we choose to want to follow the gospel,
我们最后一定是跟罪恶保持距离，甚至可能到相争的地步了。
And we will want to be separate from sin to the point where there might be division.
主耶稣他这样说，我们看第十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
路加福音十一章第二十三节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 23.
十一章二十三节说，不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收据的，就是分散的。
Verse 23, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters.
所以主耶稣来会有纷争，就是我们每一个人决定，我是要站在耶稣这边，还是我要站在社会这一边。
So when the Lord comes, there will be division because we each have to make a decision. Do I want to be on the Lord's side or do I want to be on the world's side?
如果站在耶稣这边，一定会跟这个世界有冲突。
And if we want to stand on the Lord's side, then there will be division from
这个世界会讨厌我们。
The world will hate us.
因为在这个世界讨厌我们之前，他们其实已经先讨厌耶稣了。
Because before the world hated us, it already hated Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣他在约翰福音他讲同样的道理。
So in the book of John, Jesus said the same message.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章的第十八节。
John chapter 15 verse 18.
约翰福音十五章十八节，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们已经恨我了。
Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
十九节，你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
Verse 19, if you were of the world, the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
所以今天我们听到福音，我们需要做选择。
So today when we hear the gospel, we need to make a choice.
我们选择站在真理这一边，还是选择仍然站在世界那一边。
Do we want to stand on the side of the truth or on the side of the world?
我们听到福音之后，其实我们的眼光也会变得很锐利，很 sharp.
So when we hear the gospel, our sight will be very sharp.
我们会懂得分辨。
We will know to.
所以这个福音会带给我们智慧。
So the gospel will bring us wisdom.
路加十二章的第五十四节，主耶稣对众人说，要懂得分辨时候。
In verse
五十四。
54, Jesus tells us to be.
他就从五十四节、五十五节，他就说：“你看，人他知道说，如果西边取银彩，就是就会下雨，真的就是这样子。”
He tells us to be watchful of the times because people know how to look at the weather.
哦，那第三十五节说起南风就会热，真的也是这样。
When you see the south wind blow and you say there will be hot weather, it's like this.
你看，我们今天这个就是非常明显的。
This is very obvious.
真的是起南风，就热就下雨。
So when the south wind blows, there's hot weather.
但是如果刮北风，冷得要命。
But when the north wind blows, it's very cold.
所以我们人都懂得看气候，看这个风向。
So people know how to read the weather.
但是第五十六节他说：“假冒为善的人呐、啊，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这时候呢？”
In verse 56, Jesus says, "Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time?"
所以，当我们听到福音之后
，So we hear the gospel.
我们如果是一个真的很实在、很真实的人
，If we are very genuine people,
我们这是很 true 的
，True.
我们一定懂得分辨时候
，We will know how to discern the time.
我们会有智慧，知道说主再来的日子近了
，We will have the wisdom to know that the Lord is coming soon.
所以我们一定会加紧的预备自己。
So we will be very urgently preparing ourselves.
我们知道这个天地存留的日子不多。
We know that the heavens and earth will not last very long.
那既然这样的话，那我们就会抓住机会了。
And if it's like this, then we'll take the opportunity.
我们如果知道说我们没有什么时间了
，If we know we don't have much time left,
每一次的机会我们都把握住。
Then every opportunity we will grasp.
所以第五十八节他才说的这样一个我们很容易了解的生活上的经验。
So verse 58, he tells a very real example.
就是说，你同告你的对头去见官，还在路上的时候，你就跟他赶快跟他和好。抓住机会，不要等到审判的时候，那时候太迟了。
So when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him.
第59节说，如果还有欠债的，赶快还。
If you owe any debt, then you must return it.
因为如果你欠债没有还，最后一定没有办法从法官面前平安出来。
Because if you do not return debt, then you cannot stand in front of the judge.
其实他告诉我们说，今天我们还有机会的时候，我们一定要把握住。
So it tells us that while we have the opportunity, we need to take hold of it.
今天主耶稣基督他容忍我们，让这个天地还存留。
So Jesus has mercy on us and lets this heaven and earth still remain.
就是要让我们愿意选择能够跟他和好。
And he gives us the opportunity to reconcile with him.
让我们可以及时改变。
So we can change.
所以这个福音可以真的改变我们的生命，我们的生活。
The gospel can change our lives.
主耶稣基督他是在宽容我们，他宽容给我们时间。
He's giving us time.
他并不是要把我们灭亡。
He does not want to destroy us.
所以彼得后书才一直强调说，不是主耶稣不是单言，他反而是宽容我们。
So in 2 Peter it says the Lord is not delaying, but he has mercy on us.
希望我们每个人都可以得救。
He wants everyone to be saved.
所以我们今天听到福音之后。
So after we've heard the gospel,
我们需要做选择。
We need to make a choice.
我们要站在真理这边。
Do you want to stand on the truth
side? 我们愿意选择把握机会。
Are we willing to take the opportunity?
要知道我们的日子不多。
To know that our time is not very long.
所以求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
让我们都能够愿意选择跟从耶稣到底。
So we can all be willing to be on the side of the truth.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
498首。
498.